Now that the sermon's coming, they're leaving, see? They'll be joining you shortly. If you would turn with me to Ecclesiastes, please. Where in the world is Ecclesiastes? Well, for those who may not be too familiar with the Bible, it's in the Old Testament, which is the first part of the Bible. And the best way that I found to find Ecclesiastes for myself, when you open your Bible halfway, usually it opens up to the book of Psalms. So take your Bible, and whether it's a pew Bible or your Bible, and open it up halfway, and then it goes Psalms and Proverbs, and right after Proverbs is Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. After you find that, if you'd close on your finger and let us stand up as we read Scripture and the Bible pledge together. Let's say this like we mean it this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing as we read Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 through 12 together. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up the other. But woe to one who is alone and falls and does not have another to help. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though one might prevail against another, two will withstand one. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I like to do, and you know by now, there is an insert of sermon notes. I invite you to take that out and grab a pen or pencil. Fill in the blanks as needed. On the back of that is a study guide to help you continue your study of today's sermon. The last several weeks we've been in the middle of a teaching series called The Cries of Today's Teens. And we've been discussing topics that our very own youth and football team here at the high school said were issues in their lives. And today I want to talk about the issue of friends. Friends. Have you ever had a friend that embarrassed you? Yeah. Or how about just pushed it a little too far? Anybody ever had a friend like that? Or how about those friends that are just a little too serious? You're all lucky, yeah. Have any of you had a friend where, well, someone you thought was your friend, who you told something that was very personal, and the next day someone else came up to you and asked, "What's this about I hear? What's this I hear about you?" Anybody ever had a friend like that? Not a chance. Wow, you are blessed indeed. Well, let's go the other direction. How about, have you ever had a friend that you've tried to be honest with? And maybe they said something that you thought was really out of character for them, and you didn't want them to go down that path, or maybe they're acting strange, and you said something to them saying, "Hey, what's going on here?" And then all of a sudden they get mad and resent you for it. You ever had a friend like that? Yeah. Have you ever been a friend to someone like that? Maybe we ought to raise that up. Come on, let's tell it now. Well, let's just start with the question. What is a friend? Now, I'm not talking about an acquaintance. I'm talking about a true friend. What is a friend? Now, Webster, I like to start with Webster every once in a while just to get me going. And a friend is a person who you know well and are fond of. A person you know well and are fond of. How about you all? What is a friend? How would you define a friend? Do you not have friends? Go for it, Vicky. Ah, That's what I keep saying about Jamie. After 15 years, she knows me better and better, and she still loves me. That's amazing. Yes, I saw another arm. A true friend is someone who's not afraid to ask you to do something for them. A person that is there when you need them. Anybody else? What's a friend to you? Someone that accepts you the way you are.